original favorite pastime, it's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
To another edition of Legion Baseball
here on KNCA 103.9 FM, and we are in Seneca for the final broadcast before the zone tournament takes place here starting this weekend in Wathena. So a little tune-up for Seneca as they play host to Sabetha here this evening. Again, Brandon Tadman with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Logan Carpenter and Colin Felkamp back in studio getting us set for this one here tonight in Seneca, as we're having some issues up here in the box with the PA system. So now we're trying to determine whether the national anthem is going to be played. It looks like they may skip it because they cannot get it over the air. So we are currently the lone participants up here in the press box. And as they continue to try to work this out prior to first pitch, we'll go ahead and get you the starting lineups. These two teams played just a few days ago on Sunday. Sabetha beat Seneca by a final score of 6-5. They duke it up again here tonight in Seneca. So let's start with the road team, the Raptors of Sabetha. They'll go like this. Leading off is Will Ulrich. He is in center field. Batting second is Marcus Baumann. He's playing third base. Josh Herman is batting third, and he is catching. The cleanup spot is Christian McAfee. He is pitching. Darren Funk batting fifth. He is in right field. Jonathan Renier is batting sixth. He is in left field. In the seventh spot, Noah Kroll. He is the extra hitter tonight. Jacob Grimm batting eighth at first base. Chase Fry at shortstop batting ninth. And Harper Schmelzley, the second baseman, rounding things out for Sabetha. So again, for Sabetha tonight, Ulrich in center, Baumann at third, Herman catching, McAfee the pitcher, Funk in right field, Renier in left field. Kroll's the extra hitter, Grimm at first, Fry at short, and Schmelzley is at second base. For Seneca here tonight, as again, it is a tune-up for them as they'll play Saturday to open up the zone tournament in Wathena. They'll take on Marysville in the opening game, but they'll go like this here tonight. Andrew Henry lead things off. He is in center field. Wade Leonard is the extra hitter. He is batting second. Jonah Dieter is batting third. He is catching. John Strothman, the pitcher tonight for Seneca, he is in the cleanup spot. Reed McKee batting fifth. He is at first base. Garrett Herter is at second base, batting sixth. Batting seventh is Jaden Thomas. He is in left field. Cooper Kramer is the shortstop, batting eighth. Aiden Feldkamp is at third, batting ninth. And rounding things out, Cooper Scott, the right fielder for Seneca, batting tenth. So again, for Seneca, Henry in center, Leonard the extra hitter, Dieters is catching, Strothman pitching, McKee at first, Turner at second, Thomas in left, Kramer at short, Feldkamp at third, and Scott is in right field. So Seneca has taken the field, and once again, it'll be John Strothman pitching for Seneca. Their yellow top uniforms with green numerals and lettering trimmed out in white. The Raptors of Sabetha got their red tops on with white pants. They got white numerals and lettering trimmed out in black. So again, we will have coverage of the zone tournament. Sabetha not playing in this year's zone tournament. Seneca will be, though. They'll take on Marysville in the opening game on Saturday. We'll carry two games for you Sunday, two games for you on Monday, and then the championship, which is set for Wednesday night next week. So we will have those broadcasts for you here on KNZA 103.9 FM from Wathena. So again, for Sabetha to lead things off, it'll be Will Ulrich, the center fielder, followed by Marcus Baumann and then Josh Herman. And then Christian McAfee, if one of those three are able to get on. I want to thank our great sponsors here throughout the course of the summer. Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. C&K, your service, or start that over. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safe. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu for more information there. And then Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. The first pitch is in, and it's just a bit outside to Will Ulrich for ball number one. So we are off and running here tonight in Seneca. Second pitch in there for a strike. Evens up at one ball and one strike. Ulrich batting from the left side. Just getting going here, and this one's ripped towards right center field. Moving over is Henry, the left fielder, to make the catch for out number one. So now Marcus Baumann steps in. He is playing third base, batting from the right side. And these two played on Sunday. Sabetha got the win 6-5. They also split a doubleheader back on June 26th as the first pitch to Bauman's in there for strike number one. Seneca won the first game of that doubleheader 9-3. Sabetha won the second game 11-1. And this one's hit towards center field, and that's going to drop in front of Andrew Henry for a one-out single. So Bauman is on with one out, and that brings up Josh Herman. So Herman, the power righty, he is catching tonight. And the first pitch to Herman is in there for strike number one. So a fly out and a single to start things off here for Sabetha. As Bauman at first, pretty sizable lead. Doesn't go. Next pitch to Herman, just a little bit outside. It's now one ball and one strike. Defense fairly straight up for Seneca right now. Feldkamp at third, Kramer at short, Herter at second. McKee is at first. They throw back to first. The Strothman keeping Bauman honest over there. He slides back safely. So again, a one ball, one strike count. You're on Josh Herman. Here is the pitch inside, and it's two balls and one strike. Gets the sign from the third baseline, back in the box, open on his stance. And another pitch that's low and inside. And Herman has the favorable count, three balls and one strike. Certainly a very dangerous hitter. See what he does with a hitter's count at 3-1. He will swing, and he grounds it to short. Could be two to second for one, on to first, and not in time. So now two outs as they get Bauman out at second base. And Herman is at first with two down for Christian McAfee. Now we get a stoppage of play. They'll get a courtesy runner. That's going to be Aiden Lang, who is now running for Herman at first base. So two outs here in the top of the first. No score. Runner at first for Sabetha. And McAfee steps in. He is pitching today. Strothman, a quick throw to first. Lang back in time. And a quick lead, about three or four steps for Lang. As Strothman fires, and this one's hit towards center field. Henry working hard here in the first. He's going to stroll to his right and make the catch in the gap, and that will retire the side. So four up, three down, nobody across here in the home half, or I should say the top half of inning number one. No score with Seneca coming up. We'll take a timeout. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
Hot days and cool nights may be comfortable, but they often bring strong storms. Make sure your growing crops are protected with hail and wind policies from Farmers Mutual Hail. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance can explain options to help you develop the best plan. Enjoy the cool nights without the worry. Call Roy at 785-284-7611. That's 785-284-7611.
FM, KNZA.
Continues here on KNZA 103.9 FM, brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Ryan Meiniger and team, and State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurants and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Our final quote-unquote regular season broadcast, if you want to put it that way. The zone tournament starts this weekend in Wathena. We'll have coverage beginning on a Sunday with two ball games on tap at 3 and 5. We'll have two more on Monday, and then the championship matchup to determine the representative to the state tournament on Wednesday night. So we'll have those games for you coming up here starting on Sunday. So a one-out single does no harm in the top of the first. Seneca comes up, no score. It'll be Andrew Henry to lead things off against Sabetha's Christian McAfee. Righty versus righty. And the first pitch, just a bit upstairs for ball one. Henry, Leonard, and Dieters do up for Seneca here in the first, and then Strothman, one of those three, are able to get on. Next pitch, a fastball in there for strike number one. And now one ball and one strike. Defensively for Sabetha, there's an off-speed pitch that is a little bit upstairs, two balls and one strike. So you got Bauman at third, you got Fry at short, Schmelzley at second, Grimm is at first base. Next pitch, fastball, just a bit outside. And Henry the advantage here at three balls and one strike. Let's see what he does here at 3-1. Here's McAfee's pitch. And it's swung on and missed, and the count runs full at 3-2. And these two teams played Sunday. Sabetha won a good one, 6-5. They split back on the 26th of June. Very familiar with one another. And it's outside for ball four, so a leadoff walk for Andrew Henry. And that'll bring up the extra hitter, Wade Leonard. Leonard bats from the right side. And he's got Henry at first with nobody down, no score here in the home half of the first. And McAfee's first pitch to Leonard is in there for strike one. This will do it for Sabetha this season. They won't be playing in the zone tournament starting on Sunday. Next pitch is fouled away as Henry was going prior to that pitch from McAfee, but he'll have to go back to first. And now Leonard is down in the count, no balls and two strikes. We'll see if Andrew Henry wants to take off again from first. McAfee gives him a nice long look, and now he will throw back to first, and Henry is back in time safely. Outfield for Sabetha, Renier in left, Ulrich in center, Funk is in right. There's a pitch that finds the strike zone, and down goes Leonard looking for the first out here in the bottom of the first. And the first strikeout for Christian McAfee. Now that brings up Jonah Dieters, the catcher. Henry at first, now one out. Another throw over to first, and back safely is Henry. So McAfee a couple of times, thrown back to first, trying to keep Henry honest over there. Another long look, and he will fire. Henry takes off, and the pitch is swung on and fouled off. So for the second time this inning, Henry took off towards second, but has to go back because of a foul ball. So the count 0-1 here on Dieters. A very light breeze. The only shade around us is up here in the box. It is all sunshine on the playing surface. Another warm early evening here in
Northeast Kansas. There's a pitch outside, and the throw to second is in time for the out. So Henry tried to steal. Beautiful throw by Josh Herman. And there's the second out of the inning. And now two outs and nobody on. And the count to Dieters at 1-1. Off speed. Beautifully done. It bends in there for strike number two. And McPhee trying to face the minimum here in the first. Here's the 1-2. And it's hit towards right field, a little looper, and it's going to drop inside the line for a hit. So kind of a half-hearted swing on a pitch that was outside the zone and just getting a piece of it and looping it into right field is Dieters for a two-out single. So two outs now, man at first. And here's John Stroff in the pitcher. Trying to keep the line moving. No score here in the bottom of the first. First pitch by McAfee is in there for strike number one. Another right-handed batter versus the right-hander McAfee. And that pitch finds the strike zone as well. And Stroffman quickly down in the count. No balls and two strikes. Dieters at first. Two outs. No score. Just getting going here in Seneca tonight. Here is McAfee's next pitch. Off speed, ground ball, lazy right to McAfee. Underhands to Grimm at first for the out. And that will retire the side. So both teams going fairly quickly in the first. No scores. We head to the second. We're back after a timeout here on KNZA.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
The number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers the surgical services of local surgeons. Dr. Susan Young and Aaron Brown provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to help develop and grow healthy general surgery programs. And they understand the challenges facing rural hospitals. Most surgical procedures can be performed on site at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the surgeries offered, as well as many resources and other information at SabethaHospital.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And cruising along here in Seneca, another warm evening for Legion Baseball here on KNZA. No score as we start the top of the second inning. Sabetha sends up Darren Funk, Jonathan Renier, and Noah Kroll this inning for the Raptors facing the pitcher, John Strothman. Both teams left a runner stranded in the first, both via the single. Seneca had two opportunities. They got a walk. Andrew Henry was thrown out at second trying to steal, and then a two-out single did no harm as well. So no score as Strothman gets his final couple warm-up pitches here, and it'll be the right fielder Darren Funk to lead things off for the Raptors. Seneca will play Marysville on Saturday in the opener of the zone tournament. It's a double elimination format with the championship in Wathena deciding the state representative next Wednesday night. First pitch by Strothman to Funk is low and inside for ball number one. Bounce it outside, but it was a little bit into the lefty, Darren Funk. Here is the 1-0. About the same spot, low and inside. It's two balls and no strikes. Strothman, a righty. Funk, the left-handed hitter. And that next pitch is low and outside, and it's three balls and no strikes. Here's the 3-0. That one is in there for strike number one. Funk was taking the whole way. Still a hitter's count, 3-1. Here's the pitch, and that one is in there, just catching the outside corner. So from 3-0 to full at 3-2. See if Strothman can come back strong here in this first at bat in the second inning, off speed, and it's fouled back into the screen. So Funk stays alive. We'll get another one at 3-2. Here's the kick and fire. Ground ball, playable. Slow roller to the second baseman, Herter, on a hop to first in time for the out. Funk with fairly good speed, and it was a slow roller. Herter made a nice play at second. Throw to McKee in time. That's the first out here in the second. That brings up Jonathan Renier, who is the left fielder tonight. With nobody on, one out, no score in the top of the second. First pitch by Strothman in there for strike number one. Ground ball right off the glove of Strothman and into center field for a one-out single. So for the second straight inning, Sabetha gets a one-out single, this time by Jonathan Renier, and he is on for Noah Kroll. Kroll the extra hitter with Renier at first and one down. Bauman had a one-out single in the first and was thrown out on a fielder's choice. Strothman a quick throw over to first, checking on Renier. He is back in time. On a lengthy lead, here's Strothman's pitch. It's low and in the dirt, skips away from the catcher in Dieters, and that's going to allow Renier to get up to second base. So Renier in scoring position with one out. Sabetha trying to strike first here early on in the ballgame. Here's Strothman's pitch. It is a slow ground ball. This is going to be a tough play, and it gets under the glove of the third baseman, Feldkamp, and it skips towards shallow left field, and that's going to allow Renier to make it all the way home, and the Raptors take an early 1-0 lead. A difficult play. A very slow roller between the shortstop Kramer and the third baseman Feldkamp. Feldkamp tried to make the play. It just went under his glove and rolled away enough to allow Renier to score from second base. So it's a 1-0 start here in the ballgame for Sabetha. Jacob Grimm, the first baseman, is up. Takes outside for ball one. And Kroll at first with one out. And there's a swing and a miss. Ball gets under the legs of Dieters and hits the backstop. And once again, that's going to allow a runner to get into scoring position as Kroll scoots on up to second base. So now Grimm, an RBI chance here with Kroll at second and one out. Next pitch, grazing the inside corner for strike number two. So Grimm down in the count, 1-2. And he swings and misses at an off-speed pitch. It hits the dirt. They'll have to make the play at first. They do, and that's going to allow Kroll to move over to third. But there are two outs as Grimm is down on strikes. First strikeout by Strothman. And Kroll is at third base with two outs. That'll bring up Chase Fry. So the RBI chance here for Fry with two outs. 1-0 Sabetha here in the second. And that one is hit towards left field, and it just gets past the glove of Feldkamp for an RBI single. And Sabetha out to a 2-0 lead. So Kroll and Fry both with RBIs here in the second inning. Sabetha out to a 2-0 advantage. And that'll bring up the final spot in the order, the second baseman, Harper Schmelzley. Throw to first by Strothman, keeping Fry back. He is in safely. Schmelzley from the right side, a little bit closed on his stance. Here's Strothman's pitch. That one finds the strike zone. It's 0-1.
A ground out, a single, a strikeouts, and a single. So three hits in the inning. Here's a steal attempt. Good throw by Herman, and that's the second time he has gunned down a runner at second base. Caught stealing is Chase Fry, but damage certainly done here in the second. So we've played one and a half. Sabetha gets two across. They lead it 2-0. We're back in a moment.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
...103.9 FM, KNZA.
Now, Sabetha strikes first in the top of the second. Two runs on three hits. A 2-0 lead here at Seneca. Seneca here in the bottom of the second will send up Reed McKee to lead things off, followed by Garrett Herter and Jaden Thomas. And the first pitch swung on and missed as McAfee fires in there for strike one. McAfee's next pitch off speed, a little bit up and in, one ball and one strike. McAfee working quickly, lifts and fires. It's fouled straight back into the screen. Good cut there by McKee, but he's down in the count. It's 1-2. Here is the 1-2. And it's in the dirt off speed. And we even the count at two balls and at two strikes. Here's the 2-2 by McAfee. And a check swing, and he went around. McKee is down on strike. Second strikeout for McAfee. And that's the first out here in the bottom of the second. But now the second baseman, Garrett Herter, will step into the box. One out, nobody on. 2-0 Sabetha here in the bottom of the second. Here's McAfee's pitch, and it's upstairs and inside, and Herter has to duck out of the way. It's one ball and no strikes. And the next pitch, a fastball, just missing outside. And the count is now 2-0. And the 2-0 is just a bit low, and now three balls and no strikes. Jaden Thomas due up next. Seneca behind. Sabetha scored two in the second to lead it 2-0. And that one is up and in, ball four. So a four-pitch walk. We'll put Herter at first. That brings up Jaden Thomas here with one out in the second. Thomas, the left fielder, batting from the left side. And now he's got Herter at first. And via the walk, McAfee back into the stretch. He fires the first pitch, and it's in there for strike number one. Rainier's in left field, Ulrich's in center, Funk is in right. The outfield defensively for Sabetha. Here's the 0-1 off speed, and it breaks away inside. And it's now one ball and one strike. Both teams have been a little bit aggressive early with the base running. With the couple that they've each had on. We've seen two caught stealings already. Here's a chopper over the pitcher. Shortstop Fry has it. The only play is first, and he makes a nice throw to get the out. As Herter gets into scoring position, but now two outs in the inning, and that'll bring up Cooper Kramer.
Kramer the RBI chance, trying to cut the deficit in half. Sabetha leads 2-0 here in the bottom of the second. And the first pitch by McPhee, a little bit up and in for ball one. Kramer the shortstop, left-handed hitter, and McPhee the righty. Once again out of the stretch with the runner at second. This one is fouled away left side. And now one ball and one strike. McKee struck out to begin the inning. Herter walked. Thomas grounded out, but got Herter into scoring position. Now 1-1 count here on Kramer, and he fouls this one straight back, and it's now 1-2. McAfee faced 4 in the first. This is the fourth batter faced in the second. He's got the count at 1-2. Long pause. Herter at second. Here it is. And in there. Strike 3 call. Fastball in the outside corner. That's the second strikeout of the inning. Third in the ball game. McAfee, a good start here for Sabetha. We have played 2, and Sabetha with a 2-0 lead here in Seneca. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And Sabetha coming up here in the top of the third inning with a 2-0 lead here in Seneca. It'll be Schmelzley, Ulrich, and Bauman due up for the Raptors here in the third inning against Seneca starting pitcher John Strothman. And here's Strothman's first pitch, and it's a little bit inside for ball number one. So 3-2, two runs, four hits for Sabetha, no runs, one hit for Seneca. Next pitch is low and outside, and Schmelzley out in front. It's 2-0. Next pitch is in there for strike number one. Off speed that bends in there to find the strike zone. Now 2-1. Here on Schmelzley. Here is the 2-1 pitch. And it's a check swing and just getting a piece of it. Would have been ball three. Instead, the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Strothman here with a 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right side. Playable for Herter at second. Kind of a nice hop for him on to first in time. And there's the first out here in the third. And back to the top of the order with Will Ulrich, who flew out to center field his first time up. Again, Sabetha won't be playing in the zone tournament this weekend. So this will do it for there. Summer of baseball. Seneca will play Saturday against Marysville, the first game of the zone tournament in Wathena. The first pitch from Strothman is low to Ulrich for ball number one. Doniphan County, the one seed. They beat Corning on Sunday to win the Legion crown in the regular season. Here's a ground ball, playable, right side, bobbled by McKee at first, but able to gather and make the play unassisted for out number two. And that'll bring up Marcus Bauman with nobody on and two outs. Bauman singled and was cut off at second base on a ground ball, fielder's choice. And he'll ground one here on the first pitch, left side, Kramer at shorts, a long throw in time, and three up and three down. Pretty quick inning for John Strothman. We head to the bottom of the third, 2-0 Sabetha. We're back in a moment.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair. At the junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Berwick Oil Company. Proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area. Selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Flatbed drivers, KMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call KMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Also C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safe. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu. For more information. And also KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Appreciate all of our great sponsors throughout the course of the summer. To the bottom of the third we go. Seneca up to bat. They trail Sabetha 2-0. Two runs and four hits so far for the Raptors. Seneca no runs and one hit to this point. Both defenses have been good with no errors in the game so far. And the first pitch by McPhee to Aiden Feldkamp, a little bit outside for ball number one. Feldkamp, Scott Henry due up for Seneca, down 2-0 in the home half of the third. There's a check swing, but Feldkamp takes one inside, just grazing the inside corner for a strike. And it's one ball and one strike. McPhee back to work quickly. Now one rides inside, a fastball, 2-1. Seneca playing in a final tune-up game before they play Marysville Saturday. A zone tournament. McAfee's next pitch is a fastball, but rides upstairs, and it's three balls and one strike. With Cooper Scott on deck. Here's the 3-1. That one is in there for strike number two, and the count runs full at 3-2. 2-0 Sabetha here in the bottom of the third. Feldkamp facing a 3-2 pitch, and he fouls it away, just catching the inside part of the bat. So we'll do it again at 3-2. Here is the 3-2, and it is swung on and missed. Another strikeout for Christian McAfee. He's got four, and that's the first out here in the bottom of the third. That'll bring up Cooper Scott, the right fielder. Final spot in the order. Scott, a right-handed hitter. McAfee, the right-handed pitcher. Here's the first offering, and it's just a bit outside for ball number one. Here's the windup and pitch, and it's a little bit up and in. And now two balls and no strikes here on Scott. McAfee has faced four in the first two innings each. Next pitch skips outside, so now the count runs 3-0. With Andrew Henry, the leadoff man, due up next. Seneca trying to rally, trailing 2-0. Sabetha got both of their runs in the second on three hits. And there's ball four inside. So Cooper Scott is at first with one out. And Andrew Henry steps in, who walked in his first at bat, but was caught stealing on a fantastic throw to second by Sabetha catcher Josh Herman. So Henry represents the tying run. Scott at first, and a quick throw by McAfee over to first. Scott's back in time. McAfee's been good so far. He has struck out four. Here's a ground ball. Could be two. Nice play by Schmelzy at second for one. Over to first in time. It's a 4-6-3 double play. And that will end the inning. Sabetha thought for a second there was only two outs. They stayed out there, but it's a quick inning once again. A 4-6-3 double play, and that ends the frame. So we have played three, 2-0 Sabetha. We're back for the fourth in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash, located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
Storms rolling in from the west. Time to call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They can provide immediate hail coverage on your growing crops over your federal multi-peril through Farmers Mutual Hail. You heard it right. Immediate, no waiting 2 hours or till midnight for your coverage to attach. Call Kansas Insurance today to learn more. 785-284-7611. Put it in your phone. 785-284-7611.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hey, moving along fairly quickly here in Seneca, KNZA 103.9 FM, Legion Baseball. On the air for you with the Zone Tournament beginning this weekend. Appreciate all the sponsors and listeners out there. Logan Carpenter back in studio. Colin Felkamp helping out as well. I'm Brandon Tadman. Josh Herman, Christian McAfee, Darren Funk due up for Sabetha. Here to start the fourth. A lead here at Seneca, 2-0. Both runs coming in the second inning. First pitch by Strothman to Herman is low for ball one. Herman reached on a fielder's choice in his first at bat. Off speed, this one is outside. Two balls and no strikes. Here is the 2-0. And catching the inside corner for strike number one. Herman certainly a dangerous hitter as he takes one low off the plate. It's now three balls and one strike. He's also a very good catcher. We've seen him throw out two runners already in the ballgame. Now he has a favorable count here at 3-1. Ground ball left side. On a hop for the short, Kramer, a long throw, and it is in time. Very close play, beautifully done by Kramer at short, and a nice stretch and grab by McKee at first. First base coach for the Raptors saying he was safe, but the umpire says out, and Herman is down to start the fourth. That brings up McAfee, who takes ball one from Strothman. McAfee flew out to center his first time up, and he'll foul this one away into the parking lot. Cars beware. And it's one ball and one strike. Here is the pitch by Strothman off speed, and it breaks in there. Now the count, one ball and two strikes here on McAfee. Pitcher v. pitcher. And another off-speed pitch that breaks into the zone for strike three. And McAfee strikes out and quickly two up and two down, and that brings up Darren Funk. It is the second strikeout for Strothman. Funk grounded out to second his first time up. And he'll take a first pitch strike on the outside corner. Again, moving fairly quickly in this first of two tonight. Here's a ground ball right side. Should end the inning. Picked up by McKee at first. He'll tap the bag, and that will do it. So three up, three down. Nice inning for John Strothman. So we head to the bottom of the fourth, still 2-0 Sabetha. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Did you know Sabetha Community Hospital offers a full range of imaging services? They offer x-ray, CT scanning, ultrasound, vascular services, and echocardiograms, nuclear medicine, and mobile MRI. These imaging services are vital to diagnosing and treating health conditions. The health of you and your family is the number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the excellent imaging services and care you receive at Sabetha Community Hospital. Call 785-284-2121.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Legion Baseball brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Ryan Meiniger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Sabetha with the 2-0 lead, bottom of the fourth. First pitch by McAfee to Wade Leonard is inside for ball one. Leonard, Dieters, Strothman, 2-3-4 in the order. Or Seneca due up. Another fastball that's a little bit up and in. And two balls and no strikes. McAfee's been solid. He's given up just one hit in the first three innings. He has four strikeouts. And that pitch finds the strike zone. And it's now two balls and one strike. Leonard struck out his first time up. And he swings at a high fastball and misses. And the count goes from 2-0 to 2-2. Here's the kick and fire. Off speed, just getting a piece and staying alive is Leonard as he fouls it away. Strothman has walked three. Here's another pitch is fouled away and out of play. And we'll do it once again at two balls and two strikes. So four strikeouts, three walks. Just one hit allowed so far by the Sabetha starter, Christian McAfee. There's a swing and a miss at a high fastball. Make it five strikeouts for McAfee. Second time Leonard is down on strikes and quickly one up and one down here in the bottom of the second. And that brings up Jonah Dieters, who has a lone hit for Seneca. He singled in the first. Singled with two outs, but was left stranded there. First pitch outside to him, ball one. Here's the kick and fire by McAfee. That was a little bit low. And it's two balls and no strikes. We've seen multiple batters where McAfee will get behind in the count, but he comes right back. Whether it's 2-0 or 3-0, we've seen it multiple times here so far. And on a 2-0 pitch, right on cue, he throws one right down the middle, and Dieters takes for strike one. And here is the 2-1. Ground ball left side, playable. Bauman at third, takes his time. Long throw across the diamond is right on target to Grimm at first. And two up and two down, and that'll bring up John Strothman. And the first pitch to Strothman is low for ball one. Strothman ground out his first time up. Hit it right back to McAfee, the pitcher. This pitch finds the strike zone. It's one ball and one strike. facing the minimum last inning, trying to do it again is McAfee here, and another ground ball off the glove of McAfee, has time to gather to first in time, and that will retire the side. So another three-faced minimum inning for Christian McAfee. He's been dynamite. Three up, three down. We head to the top of the fifth inning with Sabetha leading 2-0. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. And prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And Sabetha here with a 2-0 lead at Seneca as we hit the fifth inning of play here in this Legion baseball game. The final for Sabetha. So wrapping up the summer here, and Seneca tune-up game before the zone tournament begins on a Saturday. They'll play the first game against Marysville in Wathena. We'll have games for you Sunday, Monday, and then the championship on Wednesday night, with the winner of that going to the Legion State Baseball Tournament in Topeka, a final weekend of July. So it's been a pretty quick-moving game so far in the fifth inning. Top half, Sabetha will send Renier, Kroll, and Grimm. Both pitchers have been solid. Sabetha got their two runs in the second inning. And a swing and a miss. Good pitch by Strothman to begin the frame. And Renier is down 0-1. He singled in the second, scored one of the two runs. Came home on an RBI single by Kroll. There's a foul tip. And Renier down in the count. It's 1-2. Sabetha got all four of their hits in the first two innings. They had one hit in the first, three in that two-run second. Renier takes ball two, 2-2, but they have been held hitless since the second. Strothman has settled down, certainly, as another pitch finds the dirt. And it goes from 1-2 to 3-2. With Kroll due up next, Kroll had an RBI single in the first. Chase Fry had the other RBI, ground ball but foul, and we'll do it again at 3-2. Still some fans showing up. These two will play a five-inning second game to wrap up the doubleheader tonight, as that next pitch is outside for ball four. And Renier leads off the fifth by taking a walk. So he has reached two times and two at-bats, a single and a walk, and that brings up Noah Kroll, who had an RBI single and a run scored in the two-run second. 2-0 Sabetha here in the top of the fifth. Get their leadoff man on via the walk. Strothman out of the stretch. And the first pitch, ground ball left side. Feldkamp at third to second for one. They won't get the double play, but they do get the lead out as Renier is out number one. Kroll reaching on the fielder's choice, and that brings up Jacob Grimm, who struck out his first time up. The big righty steps in. The runner at first and one down. First pitch by Strothman, a little bit outside, a little bit low as well. It's one ball and one strike. Or correction, one ball and no strikes. Here's a throwback to first by Strothman, and Kroll is back in time. Here is the 1-0. It's swung on and missed. And now one ball and one strike here on Grimm. Chase Fry due up next for the Raptors. Strothman, a long look, not a big lead by Kroll, about two or three steps, and the next pitch is in there for strike number two. And now one ball and two strikes, and Grimm needs to protect. He struck out in his first at bat on a 1-2 pitch. Now it's 1-2 here in his second at bat. That one is a little bit low. It gets away into the backstop, and that's going to allow Kroll to get to second base without a throw. So Kroll moves into scoring position. The count evens up with Grimm at two balls and two strikes. So an RBI chance here for him. Here's the pitch. That one's in the dirt. Ball three. So now the count runs full at 3-2 with Chase Fry due up next. So Strothman trying to keep this at a two-run deficit. Sabetha trying to add an insurance run here late. Here's a foul ball down the first baseline. We'll do it again at 3-2. Kroll and Fry with the RBI hits in the second. Still 2-0 is our score. There's a pitch low and inside to the dirt and kicks off the backstop for ball four. And that allows Kroll to get the third. And Grimm takes first on the walk. So now runners at the corners with one out. And that brings up Chase Fry, who had the RBI single in his first at bat in the second. And he swings and misses at the first pitch. One ball and no strikes. Looks like Strothman took a little bit off that first pitch. So Fry, another RBI chance here, trying to extend on the 2-0 lead. Next pitch is a little bit outside. One ball and one strike. This one is hit high in the air. It's going to be a pop-up in the infield. First baseman McKee has it. That is a big second out. No advancement by any of the runners. And now it'll be up to Harper Schmelzley. So two on, but no hits here in the inning. A walk, a fielder's choice, and then a walk. As this one is fouled straight back into the screen. 0-1 the count here on Schmelzley. Grounded out to second base his first time up. Sabetha with the 2-0 lead here in the top of the fifth. Base hit could add some insurance. Schmelzley shows bunt and then pulls back, and the pitch is in the dirt. Four ball, number one. Strothman pretty much been working out of the stretch the entire frame. Next pitch finds the strike zone. Schmelzley now down in the count at one ball and two strikes. 1-2 count, Kroll at third. Grimm is at first. 2-0 Sabetha, top of the fifth, trying to add some insurance. Grimm takes off. And I think they call a balk. And they do. So the runners advance, and Kroll scores from third base. Don't see it often, but a balk is called on Strothman. So Grimm to second, so run across via the balk. It's now 3-0 Sabetha. And Schmelzley stays alive, fouling that pitch away. It's one ball and two strikes. So didn't see much, but there was something. And there's a pitch that finds the strike zone, but a big balk committed by Strothman allows a run to score. So big insurance in the fifth. Sabetha adding one run. And at the end of four and a half, it's a 3-0 Sabetha lead. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
Kansaland Radio.
Run in the fifth, leading here at Seneca 3-0 as McAfee on the bump will face McKee, Herter, and Thomas here in the bottom of the fifth. And the first pitch missing outside for ball one. McKee struck out his first time up. Sabetha got a key insurance run in the top half of this inning via a balk. So a 3-0 lead for him. As we're coming down the home stretch. Another ball inside. Two balls and no strikes here on McKee. That pitch, fastball, catching the outside corner. So a nice bounce back pitch there by McAfee. Makes it two balls and one strike. A little bit low and outside. Now 3-1 here on McKee. Herter and Thomas also do up this inning as Seneca trails 3-0 here on their home field. Here's the 3-1, and that one is a little bit upstairs, ball four. So McKee gets the inning going for Seneca with a walk. That brings up Garrett Herter, who walked his first time up. McAfee has walked four, but he has given up just one hit. He's back out of the stretch, and the pitch missing upstairs to Herter for ball one. And that hit was way back in the first inning. Next pitch, and a throw to first, and just getting back in time is McKee. And Herter ahead in the count here, two balls and no strikes. McAfee, long look. McKee at first. He doesn't run. The pitch is upstairs, and the count now 3-0. So here's a chance for Seneca. A leadoff walk, and the next batter up has worked a 3-0 count. Down 3-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. And there's a strike. Herter taking all the way. It's now 3-1. With Jaden Thomas due up next. A fairly warm evening here in Seneca. Not much wind. This one is hit towards left field. Playable, though, for Renier. Doesn't move much. Takes a couple steps in to make the catch. No advance by McKee at first, and there's one out. And that'll bring up Jaden Thomas, who grounded out to short his first time up. So a runner at first, one down. Here in the bottom of the fifth, Seneca trails Sabetha 3-0. Christian McAfee has been very good on the mound. Again, he's given up four walks, but he has struck out five. First pitch is in there for strike one, a swing and a miss by Thomas. Long look. Over at first, and here's a ground ball. Could be two. Nice stop by Fry. And over to first is in time. They give it to him. A 6-4-3 double play. That's the second double play turned by the Sabetha defense here tonight.
Brewick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Brewick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Brewick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Brewick Oil Company. Were you the customer?
customer are the owner.
Flatbed drivers, CommTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CommTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
Lloyd's Truck Repair is celebrating 40 years in business and thankful for all the local support and a great team of employees, many of whom have been working at Lloyd's Truck Repair for 20 or 30 years. Proud to be the trusted choice for truck repairs on the road or in the field. Lloyd's Truck Repair, Junction 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
And John Strothman back to work for Seneca. Sabetha's up here in the top of the sixth inning with a 3-0 lead. Will Ulrich leading things off. Ball one outside. He swings it in the second pitch and fouls it away. Now one ball and one strike. Sabetha, two runs in the second. They got one in the fifth. They have four hits. Seneca has been held to just one hit tonight, as Christian McAfee has been solid on the mound for the Raptors. Next pitch fouled away. Ulrich now down in the count, 1-2. So the top of the order, Ulrich, Bauman, and Herman. Ulrich's 0-2, a fly out and a ground out. Ground ball right side. Herter at second. Oh, right under him. And into right field. Should have been an out. That'll be the first error of the ball game. It'll go down as E4. And Ulrich is on to begin the sixth inning. There wasn't much pace to that ground ball, and it just simply went right under the glove of Herter at second. And that brings up Marcus Bauman. Sabetha with the 3-0 lead, and get their leadoff man on via the air. So quickly, Strothman back out of the stretch, pitches inside, gets away to the backstop, and Ulrich takes second base without a throw. So he's in scoring position with nobody out. And a 1-0 count here on Bauman, who is 1-for-2 with a single. He'll take a strike. Thought it was high, but the umpire says it was good, and it's one ball and one strike. Sabetha trying to add some insurance here in the sixth. They lead it by three, and here's a little looper to shallow right center field, and it falls in for a hit. They'll hold up the runner at third and Ulrich. And the second hit for Marcus Bauman. And now runners at the corners with nobody out. That brings up Josh Herman. Reached on a fielder's choice in the first and grounded out in the fourth. Now has an RBI chance here in the sixth. His team leading 3-0. Strothman throw to first. And back in time safely is Bauman. So Ulrich reached on an error. He's currently at third. Bauman got him there via a single. And now Herman up here with runners at the corners. Another pickoff move. And really not necessarily worried about Bauman at first, but two straight times he's thrown over there. There's still a runner at third. The dangerous hitter at the plate. And Herman. And the first pitch by Strothman just missing upstairs. And the count is 1-0. Trying to extend on a 3-0 lead here in the top of the sixth. There's a strike, and a throw down to third is not in time. Ulrich is safe, and Bauman takes second. So now second and third with nobody out. And that pitch is low and inside, but Strothman gets the call. It's now 1-2. Now Herman needs to protect here. He's got two in scoring position with nobody out, and he ropes this one into left center field for a hit. It's at least going to score one run. It'll hold up Bauman at third. So Herman with the RBI single, and Sabetha's lead is now 4-0. So Herman drives in a run. Ulrich scores from third. Bauman moves up to third. And a quick throw by Strothman to first. Herman dives back safely. And now it's Christian McAfee.
who's got to be loving this, who has pitched a great game so far, and now his team's adding some extra insurance for him. Next pitch is outside. No throw as Herman takes second base. So once again, second and third, nobody out. I think they want to get a courtesy runner out there for Herman at second. They'll bring in Aiden Lang once again to courtesy run for him. So McPhee, the lefty, is back in with the base hit, potentially could score two. There's a ground ball towards center field, and it finds its way through. And in fact, it will be a two RBI single. Both runs are in, and it's now a 6-0 Sabetha lead. McAfee drives in two with the single. An error and then three straight singles in this inning. For Sabetha, they have plated three and the lead is extended. Here's a ground ball playable. They get the first out. A low throw to second is in time. So quickly, just like that, Darren Funk comes up, swings at the first pitch, and he grounds into a 4-6-3 double play. So a big double play. Now two outs and nobody on, and Jonathan Rinier steps in and takes ball one. So an error, three straight singles, and a ground ball double play. That's what we've seen so far this inning. But certainly the damage done here for Sabetha. Next pitch by Strothman is low. And it's two balls and no strikes. And the way Christian McAfee is pitching for Sabetha, the six-run deficit probably feels more like a 10-run deficit. Rainier fouls this one away, 2-1. With nobody on and two outs. Three runs across here in the sixth for Sabetha. An error and three singles. The big one coming off McAfee's bat, driving in two. And the count now, two balls and two strikes. Rainier fouls this one back into the screen. Strothman's just trying to get out of the inning. So Sabetha, two runs in the second, one in the fifth, now three in the sixth. Off speed, this one is inside, and the count runs full at 3-2. Noah Kroll due up next. Here is the 3-2. And it's outside for ball four. So the inning continues as Rinier has now reached all three at-bats. A walk. Make it two walks and a single. Now Noah Kroll steps in. He has scored twice. He drove in a run with a single in the second. Then he reached on a fielder's choice and scored a lone run in the fifth. Strothman a throw to first as Rinier is back in time. It's a 6-0 Sabetha lead here in the top of the sixth. And the first pitch to Kroll, just missing inside for ball one. Seneca ready for the zone tournament starting on Saturday. There's a steal attempt, and Rinier in there safely. The throw was a little bit wide by Dieters. And now Rinier moves up into scoring position with two outs. And the count, one ball and one strike here on Kroll. Here's the pitch. Now when it's hit right back to the pitcher, Strothman makes the catch. And that will retire the side. But damage done. Sabetha doubles up their lead. It's now 6-0. We head to the bottom of the sixth. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
People make buying decisions for a number of reasons. The important ones often come down to added value and trust. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance takes adding value seriously every day with both current and new customers. Insurance education is just one of these added values, so you can make wise decisions. Contact Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance to discover other added values today. 785-284-7611.
Kansaland Radio.
Now, Sabetha, they double up on their lead in the top of the sixth inning. They score three runs on three hits. They left a man on, and it's now 6-0. Sabetha, as we hit the top, or correction, the bottom of the sixth inning, as Seneca will send up the bottom third of the order with Kramer, Feldkamp, and Scott. McAfee has pitched a great game so far and now has a lot more breathing room with a 6-0 advantage. And the first pitch to Kramer hits him in the shoulder. So Kramer is hit by an off-speed pitch, and he'll take first. That'll bring up Aiden Feldkamp. The first batter that has been hit. McAfee quickly back into the stretch. First pitch to Feldkamp is upstairs for ball number one. Feldkamp struck out his first time up. Struck out swinging in the third. Five strikeouts on the night for McAfee. Next pitch is fouled away. Out of play. First base side. And it's one ball and one strike. Seneca has just one hit in the ballgame. They've had multiple base runners. Four walks by McAfee. He's also hit a batter. There's a throw to first on a pitch that was up, and Feldkamp now the advantage at two balls and one strike. But again, the one hit came back in the first inning. And another throw over to first is McAfee keeping a close eye on the runner Kramer. Here's the pitch. That one is in there for a strike. And it's now two balls and two strikes. We've seen the Sabetha defense turn two double plays in this ball game. Last inning, it was a 6-4-3 variety. In the third, it was 4-6-3. Ground ball could be another one, but a tough hop past the second baseman, Schmelzley. And they'll hold the runner at second base. It looked to be tailor-made for another DP, but it took a gnarly hop. And Schmelzley, the reaction time a little bit slow, but that was a difficult hop to make a play. And they'll give it an error for the first in the game. As now runners at first and second with nobody out. And a swing and a miss here by Cooper Scott, the right fielder. He walked his first time up. Sabetha getting three runs in the top of this inning. It's 6-0 in favor of the Raptors. Here's a foul ball straight back into the screen, and it's 0-2. Cooper Scott, last man in the order here for Seneca. Kramer was hit by a pitch to start, and then Feldkamp reaching on an error. Kramer was held at second base. So first and second with nobody out. Sabetha with a 6-0 lead. McAfee turns off the rubber and looks back. Kramer at second base. Seneca down six. Got their first two on. A lot of work to be done to come back. And that pitch is right down the middle, taken all the way for strike three. The sixth strikeout for McAfee and a big first out here in the sixth inning. So to the top of the order, it's Andrew Henry, who walked in the first, then grounded out to the inning-ending double play. The 4-6-3 variety in the third. He's got runners at first and second with one out. Shows bunt. Pulls it back. The pitch is outside for ball one. As Herman threw it down to first.
as Feldkamp was back in time safely. So a 1-0 count here on the leadoff man, Andrew Henry. Here is the 1-0. And it's a slow ground ball left side. And the play is to first, and they get the out. Nice play by Fry to record the second out of the inning. Both runners move up, so Kramer to third. Feldkamp to second. And now two outs, and it'll be up to Wade Leonard. So Leonard, he is 0 for 2 with two strikeouts, but an opportunity here to get Seneca on the board. Two outs, two on. First pitch by McAfee is in there for strike one. He struck out looking in the first, struck out swinging in the fourth. Now quickly down in the count, 0-1. McAfee's next pitch, and it's another fastball right down the middle. And the count is 0-2. Second and third, two outs. You're in the bottom of the sixth. And a foul ball just getting a piece as Leonard fouls it straight back. And it remains 0-2. It's a 6-0 Sabetha lead. They scored two in the first, one in the fifth, and then doubled it up with three in the sixth. We're in the bottom of the sixth here. Two on and two outs. Here's the 0-2. Just missing. On an off-speed pitch, nearly rung it up on the outside corner, but the umpire says ball one. So now 1-2. Here is the kick and fire. Not missing that time. McAfee gets another strikeout, his seventh of the ball game, and the threat is neutralized. So six innings in the book. We're down to the final frame. Sabetha with a 6-0 lead here at Seneca. We're back in a moment.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Sabetha Community Hospital is proud to offer a wound care clinic staffed by Susan Luger and Christy Hartig, as well as a team of nurses and technicians, all with advanced wound care training. The Sabetha Wound Care Clinic at Sabetha Hospital is an outpatient facility offering a comprehensive approach for patients with non-healing wounds. The clinic is open Mondays from 8:30 to 4:30. To learn more about wound care, as well as all the services and resources available at Sabetha Community Hospital, visit SabethaHospital.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Seventh inning we go. New pitcher Jaden Thomas for Seneca. As Strothman goes six innings for Seneca. Sabetha with a 6-0 lead. Thomas will try to shut the door here in the top of the seventh. He'll need at least six in the seventh. It's been all Sabetha. McAfee has been excellent, the starting pitcher for Sabetha tonight. Seven strikeouts, and he's given up just one hit. And he's also drove in a pair. It'll be Grimm, Fry, and Schmelzley up for Sabetha here in the seventh. Again, with a 6-0 lead, working against the new pitcher, Jaden Thomas. So Grimm steps in. He has walked. He also has a strikeout. So officially 0 for 1. And Jaden Thomas, the lefty, fires the first pitch. And it's a little bit upstairs for ball one. Thomas shakes off a sign. Now likes and fires. That one is in there for strike number one. And Grimm, Fry, and Schmelzley do up this inning for Sabetha. It's a 6-0 Sabetha lead as we start the final frame.
We're 1-1 right now, right?
Here is a pop-up left side. Kramer, the shortstop, will make the catch. And there's the first down here in the seventh. That makes Grimm 0 for 2, and that brings up Chase Fry. Fry had an RBI single in the first. He popped out to first base his second time up, so 1 for 2 with an RBI single. First pitch to him is a little bit outside for ball one. Here is the 1-0, and that one is high and outside. So now two balls and no strikes here on Chase Fry. Thomas the lefty. Fry the right-handed hitter. Here's the pitch. Another one that's outside, so 3-0. So all three pitches by Thomas here in this at-bat have been a little bit outside. See if Fry takes all the way here at 3-0. And he does, about the same spot outside, so it's a four-pitch walk. And a one-out base runner for Harper Schmelzley. Second time Fry has reached. And Schmelzley's 0 for 2. He has a ground out and a strikeout. Here is Thomas's pitch, and it's in the dirt, skips away, and that's going to get Fry up into scoring position. So Fry at second base with one out. You're in the top of the seventh inning. Schmelzley with a 1-0 count on him. It's a 6-0 Sabetha lead. Next pitch by Thomas in the dirt, and it's now 2-0. So five straight balls thrown by Thomas, trying to find the strike zone. Sabetha looking to add a little more insurance here in the final inning. There's a pitch that finds the strike zone. Now two balls and one strike on the second baseman, Harper Schmelzley. Again, two in the second, one in the fifth, three in the sixth. For Sabetha, leading 6-0. Here is Thomas's 2-1. It's in the dirt inside, now 3-1. Top of the order up next with Will Ulrich. Let's see how aggressive Schmelzley is on a 3-1 count with a runner at second and a 6-0 lead. And Thomas takes a step off the rubber. We'll reset. Schmelzley gets back in. Here is the 3-1. That one is in there for a strike, and the count is full at 3-2. So one out, a runner at second. It's a full count here on Schmelzley. The pitch is going to be hit towards the left field, and it drops in for a hit in front of the left fielder. Gets it in quickly. And runners at the corners. First hit for Schmelzley. It's a single. Fry moves up to third and to the top of the order with Will Ulrich. He reached on an error in his last at-bat, scored one of the three runs in the sixth. He is also flown out to center field and grounded out to first. First pitch by Thomas, up and outside for ball number one. So an opportunity for some insurance. Sabetha with a 6-0 lead. Runners at the corners with one out. There's a foul ball. And it's one ball and one strike. Again, Seneca will play Saturday in Wathena, the first matchup of the double elimination zone tournament. Winner of that punching a ticket to state. And then there's a throw to first that gets away. It's a high throw by Thomas, and a run is in as Fry scores on the air. So now 7-0, Sabetha. Schmelzley moves up to second base. And the count still one ball and one strike here on Will Ulrich. So another insurance run. There's a foul ball straight back. And Ulrich down 1-2. So it was a 2-0 lead through four. Sabetha added one in the fifth, three in the sixth, and they've now added another in the seventh. The runner at second and one out. Here's a fly ball right side. First baseman McKee running and nearly makes an over-the-shoulder catch, but it's in foul territory, so it's a strike. And the count remains one and two. Would have been a heck of a catch if made, but just barely into foul territory, so Schmelzy has to go back to second base. Count stays one and two here on Ulrich, who has reached via an error tonight and scored a run. Here's the 1-2, and another pop-up. Is it going to stay in play? The catcher to his right. Ooh, and nearly hit a fan. Just getting out of the way in time, and it stays one ball and two strikes. So Sabetha, again, not playing in the zone tournament, trying to end the season on a high note. We'll play a five-inning game to close out the doubleheader after this one. We'll have games for you on Sunday in Wathena. There's a pitch that's low and in the dirt, and it's two balls and two strikes here on Ulrich. Schmelzy at second base with one out. Another run across, 7-0 our score. Sabetha with the lead. Now here's a foul ball ripped to the right side. And a long at bat here for Ulrich. It's still 2-2. Fry reached via a walk. Got to second on a wild pitch. Schmelzy got him to third with a single, and then he scored via an error by the pitcher. Next pitch is in the dirt, and it's now full at 3-2. Marcus Bauman due up next to a single twice tonight. Thomas the lefty against the lefty. Will Ulrich. Here is the 3-2. And it's upstairs, ball four. So a good at-bat by Ulrich. He reaches for a second time, and now first and second with one out for Marcus Bauman. Bauman 2-for-3, singled in the first. He grounded out in the third, and then singled and scored in the sixth. So a good night for the two-hitter, Marcus Bauman. And another RBI chance here. He's got him at first and second with one out. First pitch by Thomas is outside for ball one. Here is the 1-0. That one is up and in. Now two balls and no strikes. Thomas having to grind here this inning. He has thrown quite a few pitches. He's worked some deep counts in the early at-bats. Schmelzy worked it full. Ulrich worked it full. Fry was a four-pitch at-bat. Now another one in the dirt. Now 3-0. Josh Herman due up next. Sabetha in control. They're in the final inning. They lead it 7-0. Chance for more. Bauman in control here with a 3-0 count. Now an in the dirt, ball four. So now the bases are loaded with one out for Josh Herman, who has reached twice via a fielder's choice and a single. He drove in a run in the sixth. Now we may get a pitching change here as Thomas has struggled here in the seventh inning. We'll see. It's a mound visit as the bases are loaded here for Josh Herman. Well, thank our sponsors, Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha, C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safe. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu for more information. And also by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. So let's lay it out for you. We're in the seventh. It's been all Sabetha in this ballgame here at Seneca. They lead it 7-0. They have the bases loaded with one out. They scored two in the second, one in the third, three in the sixth, and they have added another here in the seventh with a chance for more. Christian McAfee has been dominant on the mound for Sabetha. He's given up just one hit and has seven strikeouts. And now Herman with a big RBI chance here with the bases loaded and one out. Thomas continues on the bump for Seneca. He'll go out of the windup first pitch. A little bit high for ball number one. Thomas and the 1-0. Low and inside. No, they do give him that one. Thomas gets the strike call. It's now one ball and one strike. Schmelzley at third. Ulrich at second. Bauman at first. And this one has popped up. Out of play. And it's now one ball and two strikes here to Josh Herman. Got the bases loaded, one out here in the top of the seventh. His team leading 7-0. As Thomas has the advantage at 1-2, the pitch, ground ball but foul. Nice stop by the third base coach, so we'll do it again at 1-2. Again, thanks for tuning in. Hang on to us with the postgame show. We'll have our McDonald's player of the game wrap this one up and get you set for the zone tournament that starts this weekend. There's a pitch that's low and in the dirt. Gets to the backstop. Throw to home is not in time. And a run is across on the wild pitch, and everybody advances. And it's now 8-0, Sabetha. Schmelzley scores from third. Ulrich to third, Bauman up to second base. And the count now 2-2 here on Herman. So now second and third with one out. Herman has a 2-2 count. And a ground ball left side. Good stab there and a play at third base. They're going to say safe. That was a very close play. I'm honestly not even sure the umpire in the infield was looking at third. Up here it looked like he was out. He tried to make the tag at third. And instead everybody is safe and the bases are loaded once again. So Ulrich stays at third. Kind of a bizarre play, but now here's a line shot to left center field and that's going to drop into the gap. And Christian McAfee putting in work. One run is in. Two runs are in. All three will score. It's a bases-clearing double into the gap in left center field by McAfee. And that makes it 11-0. What a night for Christian McAfee. He is driven in five. He is 2-for-4, a double, a single with five RBIs, and he has struck out 7 on the mound. So here's Darren Funk. He'll take one upstairs for ball one. 11-0, Sabetha, here in the final inning. They have dominated here tonight, particularly the last couple of innings. Another ball is fouled away. One ball and one strike here to Funk, who is 0-for-3, three ground outs, including a 4-6-3 double play in the sixth. Next pitch to him is low and inside, and it's two balls and one strike. Got the courtesy runner at second base, and Aiden Lang taking off the spot of McAfee there after the three-run double. Another pitch that's low and in the dirt, and Funk now the advantage at three balls and one strike. Jonathan Renier due up next. As Funk swings at 3-1, grounds it right side, Herter at second from the knee to first in time for out number two. And Lang, the courtesy runner, up to third base. So now it's Renier, who steps in with two outs. He has reached in all three at-bats. He has singled and walked twice. He has Lang at third with two outs. Five runs have scored here in the inning. 11-0, the Sabetha lead. First pitch outside. 4-1. That single came back in the second. He scored. And he walked twice in the fifth and the sixth. Next pitch by Thomas in there for a strike. It's 1-1. Sabetha has scored 8 runs in the last 2 innings. Went from 3-0 to 11-0. Now here's a ground ball foul. When you're down in the count now, 1-2. Seneca is just trying to wrap up this inning and get to the bottom half of the seventh. So a runner at third, 2 down, 1-2 count here on Rainier. Here is Thomas's pitch. And it is ripped foul down the left field line and out of play. So we'll do it again at 1-2. Mention that Seneca will play Marysville Saturday in Wathena, the first game of the zone tournament. It's a double elimination format. Championship will be Wednesday next week. There's a pitch that's high for 2. Sabetha not competing in the zone tournament this year. Donovan County, the 1 seed. Corning is the 2 seed in that field. So the winner of Marysville Seneca will get Donovan County on Sunday afternoon. Here's a foul ball out of play. So we'll have those games for you on Sunday. Again, as we mentioned, Corning and Hiawatha, the 2-3 matchup at 3. That's followed by Donovan County against the winner of Marysville and Seneca. Here is the 2-2 outside. And the count now full on Rainier. It's 3-2. 2 outs, top of the seventh. A runner at third. 11-0, the Sabetha lead. Thomas just trying to get out of it. And there's a ground ball through the hole and into left field for a base hit. Rainier drives in a run. And it's now 12-0. So Rainier has had a heck of a night as well. He has reached base in all 4 at-bats. 2 singles, 2 walks.
Okay. 5 batting for 6.
And now we'll have Aiden Lang batting for Noah Kroll. The lone sub for Sabetha. He's had some courtesy running opportunities. Now he gets in at bat here in the 7th. First pitch by Thomas, well outside. And it's 1. So Rainier at first. He drives in a run with a single. It's now 12-0 in favor of Sabetha. Lang at the plate. Takes 1 low and outside. It's 2. 6 runs have scored here in the 7th. Sabetha has batted around. Lang is up there, and he swings and misses. And the count is now 2-1. Thomas with a look at first, fires in there for a strike. It's now 2-2. So Lang with his first at-bat, he's got the count even at 2-2. He's got Rainier at first and 2 down. Here is the 2-2. And a swing and a miss, and Thomas gets a strikeout, and that will retire the side. But more than certainly damage done, Sabetha doubles up their lead. They score 6 in the 7th. They lead it 12-0. We're back in a moment.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Tom Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
Who you gonna call? MCR Towing. That's right. MCR Towing is who you want to call for all motorcycle needs. Armed with an enclosed trailer, winch, and the right training, We will terminate your fears for your motorcycle by turning your nightmare into another great story to add to the books. Who are you going to call? Let there be no doubt in your mind. MCR Towing, 785-459-2500.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, Sabetha trying to shut the door here in the bottom of the seventh. They have dominated this game here at Seneca tonight. Their lead is 12-0. They scored 6 runs in the top half of the seventh. They scored 3 in the sixth. So they scored 9 runs in the final 2 innings. And what was a 3-0 lead going into the sixth, now 12-0. And McAfee trying to shut the door. He has given up just 1 hit in the ballgame tonight, and he throws in a fastball. Jonah Dieters, a swing and a miss for strike number 1. Dieters singled in the first. He also has a ground out. He's 1-for-2. McAfee fires. Another fastball in there for strike number 2. Boy, McAfee, he's given up some walks, and he's even hit a batter, but 7 strikeouts, and he's given up just 1 hit. His defense has turned multiple double plays. And he's trying to potentially go for the 1-hit shutout tonight. As the count remains 0-2 here on Jonah Dieters. Here's the pitch by McAfee off speed, but outside. And it's 1-2. Here's the kick and fire. This one is fouled away. And it stays 1-2. Dieters, Strothman, and McKee do up this inning, facing McAfee. It's a 12-0 Sabetha lead, trying to shut this door in game number 1. The next pitch, another off speed, but it's outside. And it's 2-2. Here's a pop-up on a 2-2 pitch. It's going to stay in the infield. The second baseman, Schmelzley, makes the play, calls off McAfee to make the catch, and there's the first out. That'll bring up Strothman, who's 0-for-2 with a couple of groundouts. Strothman started on the mound. He pitched 6 innings, was relieved in the final inning by Jaden Thomas, who go on to give up a 6th spot in that frame. Strothman takes one low and outside for 1. He's got a pair of groundouts to McAfee. Pair of 1-3 putouts. Pats from the right side. McAfee's pitch swung on and missed at a high heater. And it's 1-1. Strothman swinging for the fences on that one. Here's the 1-1. Just a bit outside on the fastball. 2-1. McKee due up next. Sabetha trying to put this one away. They lead it 12-0 in the bottom of the seventh. And this one is ripped into left center field, and that is in the gap. It's cut off by Ulrich, the center fielder, and they're going to hold Strothman at first with a long single. And he's on with 1 out. That's just the 2nd hit in the ball game for Seneca. That'll bring up Reed McKee, who is 0-for-1 with a walk. McAfee has to work out of the stretch. Quick throw to first. And Strothman is back in time. So that's the first hit allowed since the first inning. There's another pitch that's outside. It gets away to the backstop, and Strothman's going to take 2nd without a throw. So he's up in the scoring position with 1 out. Count is 1-0 here on Reed McKee. Make it 2-0 as that one is in low. And just been a dominant game for Sabetha, particularly McAfee, who's driven in 5 of the 12 runs. He's trying to shut the door with a shutout here in the 7th. And there's a pitch that just catches the inside corner to make it 2-1. Yeah.
Strothman at second with one out. Next pitch is a little bit outside. Now 3-1 with Garrett Herter due up next. Again, Sabetha, 2 in the 2nd, 1 in the 5th, 3 in the 6th, and 6 more in the 7th. 12-0 their lead, trying to shut the door here in the bottom of the 7th. McAfee trying to go the distance. He's got 3-1 count here on McKee, and now he steps off the rubber and walks Strothman back to second base. Another look at second. Here is the 3-1. And in the dirt, ball 4. And the second time McKee has reached on the walk. And now 2 on and 1 out for Garrett Herter, who walked in his first at-bat and then flew out to left field. Second time up, he's 0-for-1. First and second with 1 out here in the bottom of the 7th. All Sabetha, 12-0 their lead. McAfee's pitch is low and inside. 4-1. Strothman at second, McKee at first. With Herter at the dish, facing McAfee. McAfee a long look, kicks and fires, and there's a swing and a foul off. Now 1-1. We went through the first roughly 5 innings fairly quickly, but all the runs scored by Sabetha in the last 2 innings, things have certainly slowed down. There's a swing and a miss, or a foul tip into the glove of Herman. And the count now 2-2 here on Herter. Runners at first and second, 1 out. All Sabetha, 12-0 their lead, trying to close the door here. And here's a pop fly right side. Grimm, the first baseman, lets it land, and it's foul, just barely. So we'll do it again at 2-2. Dieters led off the inning, popping out to second base. Strothman reached on a single, and then McKee walked. First and second with 1 out. 2-2 count here on Herter. That pitch is in there for strike 3 call. 8 strikeouts now for McAfee, and now 2 outs. And it's up to Jaden Thomas to try to keep this going. Now here is a meeting on the mound as they're going to let somebody else get the final out as McAfee is going to be done. So he's not going to go the distance. It is a pitching change as it's up to Jaden Thomas to try to keep this ball game alive. See who the new pitcher is for Sabetha. And it looks like it's going to be Harper Schmelzley to try to wrap things up here. So let's see, trying to go back and kind of dissect McAfee's run. 6 2/3. Gives up 2 hits, no runs, although he is responsible for the runners at first and second. Just making sure the correct number here on walks. So he did give up 5 walks, and he also hit a batter, but he had 8 strikeouts, and he gave up just 2 hits. His defense turned multiple double plays for him. So as of right now, 6 2/3, 2 hits, no runs, 5 walks, 8 strikeouts, and a hit batter. Schmelzley will try to shut the door here in this ball game, as it will be Jaden Thomas once we get the final warm-up pitch or two here for Schmelzley. Thomas getting ready to step in. He's 0-for-2, ground out to shorts in the second inning, and then he grounded out into a 6-4-3 double play to end the fifth. So he'll face the righty, Harper Schmelzley. McAfee's night is done. Two on and two outs, 12-0 Sabetha here in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch low and in the dirt. Nice block there by Herman. And the count, 1-0 and 0 strikes. And Strothman at second, McKee at first. Schmelzley trying to record one out to end the ball game. There's a swing and a miss. Good location there by Schmelzley on the count, 1-1-1. Here on Jaden Thomas. Schmelzley a long look at second, not much of a lead, and now that pitch is behind Thomas and gets to the backstop, and that allows Strothman to move to third and McKee up to second base on the wild pitch. Now base hit could drive in two. Again, so McAfee responsible for the two base runners. There's a fastball just missing outside. And it's now 3-1 here on Thomas. With Cooper Kramer on deck, there's the 3-1, it's in the dirt, 4. So the bases are loaded with two outs. It's Cooper Kramer will step in. And Sabetha is trying to put this one away. They're up 12-0. And Schmelzley's first batter results in a walk. Schmelzley kicks and fires outside. Kramer struck out in his first at-bat, and then he was hit by a pitch in the sixth to lead off that inning. He was left stranded at third. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good location by Schmelzley. It's 1-1-1. Stick around for the post-game show. We'll break this one down and announce our McDonald's player of the game. Another pitch. It's a cross, but low. And it's 2-1-1. Here's the 2-1 by Schmelzley. The bases are loaded, and that one finds the strike zone, catching the inside corner. So Kramer needs to protect. 2-2. Bases loaded. Two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. 12-0, Sabetha. Here's the 2-2 outside. And now the count runs full at 3-2. McAfee responsible for the runners at second and third. Schmelzley relieved them with two outs in this inning. Here's a high fly ball right field, hit pretty well, and it is going to drop into the gap as Funk couldn't get there, the right fielder, and that's going to clear the bases. As Seneca is finally on the board, a big hit by Kramer, a 3-RBI double. And it's 12-3, Sabetha. So two of those runs will be charged to McAfee. Schmelzley can't close it for him. So now a 12-3 score with two outs in the bottom of the seventh. Aiden Feldkamp, who reached on an error and struck out in his two at-bats, is up there against Schmelzley, and the first pitch is in there for strike one. So Kramer at second clears the bases with a double, and next pitch finds the strike zone. So once again, Seneca down to their final strike. Sabetha trying to finally put the game away. It's been a long inning. Out of the stretch. No one holding the runner at second. Breaking balls in there. Strike three. And that is the ball game. So Sabetha dominates, and they win it 12-3. We'll wrap things up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
Kansaland Radio.
Now on our final regular season Legion broadcast, Sabetha wins it here at Seneca by a final score of 12-3. Logan Carpenter in studio, Brandon Salmon with you one final time as we wrap up this ball game. The scoring didn't come until the latter innings as Sabetha got on the board with a two spot in the second. It was a 2-0 lead going into the fifth. Sabetha would add one in the fifth, three in the sixth, and then they would tag Seneca for six more in the seventh. And it was a 12-0 Sabetha lead going into the bottom of the seventh, but a pitching change for Sabetha as Christian McAfee goes 6 2/3. Schmelzley records the final out, but not for before a bases-clearing double by Cooper Kramer got Seneca on the board, but 12-3, the Sabetha victory. They'll play one more five-inning game, so if you're out here in Seneca, come watch some Legion baseball, as these two will play a five-inning spots here in just a little bit. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. And I know we've had him as our player of the game early on in the season, but in what was just a dominant game for Christian McAfee, as he didn't quite go the distance, but his final pitching line is 6 2/3. He gives up two hits, two runs, five walks, a hit batter, and he had eight strikeouts in the game. So command was off at times, again with the five walks, but eight strikeouts, he gives up just two runs, two hits, goes 6 2/3. To get the victory. And at the plate, he goes 2-for-4, five RBIs, including a three-run double in the seventh, and then he also had a two RBI single in the sixth. So 2-for-4, five RBIs, a double and a single, eight strikeouts on the mound, allowing just two hits and two runs. So Christian McAfee, our player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. So, coming up next in terms of Legion Baseball, we will have the zone tournament. We'll have coverage starting on Sunday. Seneca will actually play Marysville on Saturday at 6 o'clock in Wathena. The winner would move on to play the top seed, Doniphan County, on Sunday at 5. So, our game Sunday will be Corning and Hiawatha at 3. It'll be followed by Doniphan County against the winner of Marysville and Seneca. Double elimination format. We'll also have a pair of games for you on the air Monday night, and then we'll have the championship for you on Wednesday night with the winner representing our area in the state tournament in Topeka in the final weekend of July. So that starts on Saturday. Our first broadcast will be Sunday. Once again, want to thank our sponsors all throughout the season, but we still got some more baseball coming your way here in the next couple of weeks with the zone tournament this weekend and then the state tournament the weekend after. So a final line check here for you as Sabetha wins it 12-3. Sabetha 12 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. They left 4 on base. Seneca 3 runs, 3 hits, 2 errors, and they left 5 on base. The winning pitcher, Christian McAfee. The losing pitcher, John Strothman. And our player of the game, Christian McAfee, 2-for-4, 5 RBIs, including a 3-run double in the seventh. He also is the winning pitcher, 6 2/3, allows 2 runs, 2 hits, 8 strikeouts, and 5 walks. So again, 12-3, the final. Sabetha wins it for Logan and Colin back in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman signing off. We'll talk to you on Sunday for the Zone Tournament. Thanks for tuning in to another evening of Legion Baseball here on KMZA 103.9 FM.